Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning from Dallas, Texas, and welcome to today's show, Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This is the last weekend in August. This is August, I believe, 29th, okay? Two more days, and we're going to be saying 1st September. This year has flown by very quickly. This morning, I'll be your host as we discuss a few little things. I'm just calling this segment today around the diaspora. There are a lot of things that are coming up, happening around. So I just thought that we'll probably just go through some of these things. We're going to be talking to Janet Chongo, Mwansa Mukunda, and Mwangala Jove, the interim SOZA president, as we just round out some things, and we shall be getting into that discussion. So this is your host, Nathan Nkama from Dallas, Texas. It's a wonderful day here, cloudy. It could be raining. It's been very hot. We could do with some cool wind and air and all that kind of thing. Let me welcome some friends, some people that have called in here. Matilda from the Sunshine State, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Doing good. How's Florida?
It's always sunny or raining in Florida. It's good.
Because you are surrounded by water, so it's a crazy type of arrangement there. And glad to have you back. I'm looking forward to the discussion here. 631, is this for Alan? Okay. And, we have Janet Chongo here. Janet is based in Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Janet? Good morning.
That's right. Good morning. How are you?
How is Arkansas?
Arkansas is good. It's hot, cooling down a little, but it's good.
Okay, I know we are neighbors here, so we are not very far from each other. So
no, not at all.
The weather will not, so the weather will not really be much of a difference and that kind of things. I believe this is Mr. Whitney Lukuku. Good morning, Walukuku.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much. I once in a while, you know, phone in.
Yeah, that's right. I know how it is. Brother Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome
just
back.
Keep us in the prayers. We are bracing for a possible hurricane. So.
A possible hurricane. Okay, big hit from the waterfront, eh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to be talking to Janet. I'll be talking to Mwansai. He's supposed to call back in and talk about one or two things. I also invited SOZA President Mwangala to talk about the upcoming elections in SOZA. But Whitney, before I start talking to Janet here about Miss Africa USA, which she participated in 2010, it's coming up, and I just want to learn some things from her. Give me your thoughts, Lukuku, about our discussion on Zambia Diaspora Business Group, and then I'll go to Alan and Matilda before I go to Janet.
Well, I heard, you know, I didn't contribute anything, but my perspective is that, you know, we've always ourselves here said, oh, we wish we had a chance to contribute to development back home. And we've thought we've been excluded and so on and so forth. From what I see, I think everything is heading in the right direction. First of all, the Zambian government is encouraging us to participate, as we saw a few weeks ago when that delegation came from Zambia. And they are continuing to do that. So it's up to us here now to show that in actual fact, you know, we are ready to participate.
Yes,
I think this group, you know, I don't know much. I've registered anyway, but I think it's a good start. You know, if the right you know, safeguards are there and the right information is being distributed to everyone, and everyone is you know, it's all transparent and everyone knows what's going on, and they can opt in, they can opt out. You know, there's that freedom. I think it's good, but what I think is that it will just grow, you know, especially as we get dual citizenship, you know, when that comes.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own gig going. I bought a, you know, farm in Zambia, that land, I should say, which I'm developing, and my son is looking at investors in emeralds and things like that. So I have my gig on the side going, but I would participate. Yeah,
all right. That it's important. Yeah, but Alan, your thoughts, Zambia Diaspora Business Group. It's important for those that are listening. The website is zambiadiasporabusiness.com, and the Facebook page is Zambia Diaspora Business Group. Look at it. This is an opportunity to invest or to put your money somewhere. It's a viable project. I would encourage everybody to do it. Your thoughts, Alan?
Yes, I think it's a very, very positive initiative, and it's the sort of the kind of initiatives that we need, you know. And I know that we have to start from somewhere, so this is a very, very good starting point. But I am thinking that we really do need, because as we continue interacting with people back home and other people with initiatives, you find that there is actually, for all the negative things that we have to say about Zambia, there's a lot of good things that are good going for Zambia. And I think maybe
that's
we need
true.
To figure out ways of educating ourselves and disseminating that information. So I am thinking a real business Zambia Expo would really do us good.
Mm-hmm.
One that focuses on actually attracting the Zambians living abroad and non-Zambians to really showcase Zambia would really, really be helpful, you know, to just bring us back on the map. Because there's a lot of great things that are happening there. And if people from outside are flocking there, there is a reason.
Yes. Matilda, I heard the gentleman who is the sort of like the realtor or state the property agent there for Zambia, the actual business group, he said, if you visited Zambia or Lusaka 20 years ago, he used the expression that Lusaka is a construction site. You were in Zambia not very long ago. What would you say to that statement that the gentleman made?
Thank you, Nathan. I absolutely agree with him. There's so much development. Even when the time that I traveled within months apart, in the same year I traveled to Zambia twice, the what I had left and what I had found had changed so much. It's impressive to see, you know, road construction, you know, there are roads that are connecting to townships that were not connected before. So that's very good. And people are building. My mother lives in Chelston. And when you go to Avondale or Chelston or what's that place? Chainda, you won't recognize it. In just a short amount of time, the work houses are being built so quickly. It's just amazing. It's impressive. And as you go outside Lusaka, you start going into other provinces, you'll just be amazed at the construction. So, yes, it is a construction site. There are certain things that can be improved. For those of us who have lived here, you see that there are better ways of doing things. So it's just a matter of finding out who to talk to or how these processes can be improved on. But, yeah, there's growth and it's a positive thing. I like what the discussion that just ended. I concur with what Alan had said. You know, crowdfunding is a great tool. Other countries, other you know, people use it, and they use it very effectively. I'm glad to see that we are doing something like that. As Roger had mentioned, you know, $1,000 a piece, you can do so much back home. Invest in something that can also bring a return. So bravo to everyone who's participating in this.
Excellent. Everybody needs to sign up. Let's conclude this. Let me bring in the treasurer for Zambia Diaspora Business Group before I go into the Miss Africa USA discussion of Janet. Roger, why should people sign up? What is the importance of signing up with this?
I like the answer that Alan gave. I think it is that is all in all, and what Lucas is saying here. If the foreigners are doing it, there is something nice there. What about us who know? Yeah, you know, if the foreigners are signing up, taking up the land, there is something. I may know it, I may not know it, but again, to what Augustine said, people, he bought a land only 10 years ago, 120,000, which is that's about nothing now. Now it is 1 million. So there is value, in short. You buy land in Zambia, there is value. According to what we are doing, the payment plan we are doing, yes, you may have to stretch a little bit, but again, like Brother Alan said, it's very tough for all of us to find even 2,000 laying in the bank as savings.
Mm-hmm.
But this could just be that one piece of hope you can look to. Okay, I don't have money in the account, but I have a bit of property as crowdfunding, Ms. Lucas is talking about here, which I can point to. My children, before I even die, this is Roger's number. Assuming that Roger will die when he's 100 years old. Just call him and mention my name. He will tell you about the piece of land I have. There are several, in other words, several reasons why we need to sign up. But again, Dr. Munsanje outlined it properly. Zambia is our country. We probably don't even need any reason why we should own property in Zambia. It is our country.
It's true. Very quickly, that gentleman addressed the issue of solar and what is coming. Any developments in that area? There's this thing about the solar being expensive and all those things. What was established on that subject?
The technology, in my view, like anything else, is just picking up, and hence the cost. As we see, the problem of power in Africa is across the board. As I think more people begin to, to work on solar, we are going to find cheaper way. That's a job of China. We will find cheaper ways of producing solar. Although the solar here you buy from China will only take you about 2 years or so. It starts to play funny on you. But the cost will go low. That is number one. Number two, once you invest into solar, you might as well forget about paying for power for the next 10 years or so. And I guess we Zambians, we may just need to start looking into our planning, in those long-term planning. This is how much money I can save in 5 years, in 10 years. Yes, the initial cost may be a little bit on the higher side, but going forward, you may find that you just did the right thing. For one reason, Nathan. One, yes, you may pay up front a little bit more, but the cost of staying Munganda, Umavula, no power, the cost of staying anywhere without power, that is a cost on itself. I wish as a nation we could have a study where we can quantify what is the cost of people losing out power the way it is doing. Those who are doing small businesses at home, they can't do saloon, they can't do barbershop. Those small businesses are out of function, commission right now. How much are we losing? So when you have your solar coming into line, the benefits, in my view, outweigh the cost. You know, that's the mere frustration of Kikala Munganda, Umafita, no power. That is very, very hateful. I end there.
It's true. It's very, very true. Okay, we are... Today we are just going around the diaspora. So today the Zambia Diaspora Business Group, we're trying to sort of remind, enlighten, charge us, and sort of like excite us about the importance of investing our dollars into this viable real estate investment opportunity in Zambia. And let's not just spend our money at Whataburger and Burger King and all those places and go for concerts and everything and whatever. Let's think about investing. Okay. Janet Chongo represented Zambia at the USA Africa Pageant in 2010. Janet, good morning again. How did you find yourself getting involved in this?
Good morning. Thanks again for having me. Well, I was just looking around the website on Facebook, and I saw that there was this Africa USA pageant going on. And so I just decided, why not try to do, why not try to join? And well, by the time that I was looking, the pageant did not really have any Zambian representatives. So I just thought, this would be a very good opportunity for me to represent my country. So that's how I applied for the pageant.
Were you doing modeling or were you in fashion or you just decided to apply? You were not involved in
Really, it was my first pageant. I never did any pageants.
Okay.
I helped out people who did pageants. I've done a few local fashion shows, but not really a pageant. And so when I read about what the pageant was all about, the Miss Africa USA pageant, that's empowerment, and all the contestants had to have a campaign which they were working on. And at that time, I was very much interested in breast cancer awareness. And so I thought, well, this would be a great platform for me to get the word out there. So why not just do it? So that's why I decided to do it.
So what process do you go through for you to get into the actual event for you to qualify?
Well, there are different stages, and I believe that it might change as the year goes by every year. But when I was applying, you have to put in a paper application first. Then they go through those, they select a few, and you have to go for a preliminary where you have different interviews and you have the talent and you just taste different things. And then after that, you're chosen to make it to the finals where everything takes place.
Okay, so there is the Miss, what do you call it? We have Miss Africa USA pageant coming up 2015. Is it held in the same state, in the same city every year, or it moves around the United States? How does that work?
I think it's moved a couple of times. When I was participating, the preliminaries were in Atlanta, and the main is in D.C. But this year, I'm quite not sure the preliminaries were held, but the main event is still in Maryland.
All right.
Yes.
So you participated. How was that experience? You were telling me in our communication that it opened opportunities for you, even if you didn't win. Share with us about that experience and how life had a turn. Your life made a turnaround after that experience.
Yeah, definitely. So, people enter pageants for different things, and for me, it was my first time. So, my main goal for entering the pageant was to really get my platform out there. And I wanted to win, of course. Everyone wants to win the crown of Miss Africa USA. However, even though I didn't win, years after that, I realized how much more I did even without the crown, but just being able to represent Zambia itself. For example, I lived in Mississippi prior to moving in Arkansas, and so I was featured in the Mississippi magazines speaking about breast cancer. I was able to connect with different local organizations that have the same passion that I do, which is breast cancer awareness. You know, I was able to put out an article in the Columbus, the city where I lived, concerning breast cancer. I was able to do a fundraising event where we raised money that I sent to Zambia to a certain family whose mother was suffering with breast cancer just to help with the cost, you know. And so I think for me mainly it just gave me a voice on my platform, which is what I enjoyed at the end of the day. And other than that as well, networking was a really good thing because I met a lot of people from different countries, you know, who I still have kept in touch with till to date. And so we communicate, say, if someone is looking for a job, I can be able to refer them to that job. Or if they know, for example, when I was looking for different donations for pamphlets on breast cancer, someone else from another country who was doing the same thing knew that, you know, I was looking for that, and she helped me get them. So it really helps with that. And for people who end up going forward and win, it helps them, you know, just get scholarships, and above all, just gives you confidence to realize your goal and keep pushing forward to achieve it.
Okay. Do you know the lady who is representing Zambia this year? Have you met? Have you talked?
From the last time that I checked, there was no one representing Zambia. So I am not sure if anything has changed, or maybe the website hasn't been updated yet. But from the last time that I checked, no one was really representing Zambia. So I would really encourage young ladies out there to just go out and try to represent Zambia in this way. And, you know, pageants have a negative connotation. Everyone thinks that sometimes they just focus on your body image, and no one wants to lose. Really, it's a tough thing to lose in front of a large crowd, you know. However, there are really other things that you can gain. Like I mentioned, just being able to have a voice for your platform, just being able to gain confidence to raise money for your charity and be able to get a scholarship. So I would definitely encourage young women to participate.
Let's talk about the negative image, Janet. Let's talk about, especially from the Zambian cultural perspective. I know your parents. I know your parents. They are
right.
They are typical Zambians, Tonga for that matter. Huh?
Yes.
Dr. Munsanji, yes. I'm not trying to be tribal here. I'm just trying to emphasize something. I know your parents, full-time ministry.
Right.
How did this go with them the moment they heard you're going to do this?
Well, I don't think my dad really knew her. I don't really think my dad really understood the whole deal of pageants when I brought it to him that I'm going to be participating in a pageant. But then when he heard that I'm going to be representing Zambia and I'm going to be speaking about breast cancer, you know, he was supportive about that. But I made sure to really explain to them that I will not be showing too much skin walking around, you know, the stage. We do not have a swimsuit contest here, you know. So I really had to talk them to...
Okay, this one doesn't have a swimsuit contest.
No.
Okay.
When I was participating there, it wasn't there. So I was safe on that aspect. But, yeah, it's more than really... the outside image, it has to do more with, you know, being able to think on spot, because you are asked questions right there on stage about the current news, what's going on now, about your platform, about different things. So you have to be able to think right on the spot and be eloquent in whatever you're saying. But yeah, again, I won't be naive to say that they don't look at, you know, your image. They really do. I mean, you know, it's a pageant, but... you just have to get yourself to look beyond that.
Okay. Before let me turn to a Zambian woman here. Matilda, I'm gonna put you on the spot. And if any of my gentlemen colleagues want to come in here, you are free to do so. Matilda, has our Zambian culture, to borrow President Obama's phrase, has our culture evolved? Because I can see that not just out here, Janet, you can bear me witness here. This has become really big even in Zambia. Isn't that right, Janet?
Right, that's right.
The pageant business. It's become big in Zambia, isn't it?
Right.
It is big. Matilda, has our culture evolved?
It has, Nathan. There are things that Zambia has picked up Western-wise. But there are things that are traditional that we are beginning to realize if we're not careful, we're going to lose these things. So if you've noticed, in the last 10 years, there has been a steady increase for Zambian women wearing our traditional clothing, traditional styles, you know. We got so immersed in trying to wear the latest trends. But we have come to a point where we are learning to incorporate both, you know. You can wear an African print material, incorporate it with maybe a Western style. But then it's even going further back to where we are evolving for the better. Like our friend Chola Mutoni Lungu, or Lungu Mutoni, who has been on radio several times, she's got to a point where she's writing books, you know, to say, let's preserve our languages. How do you say this in Bemba? How do you say this in Tonga? And so on and so forth. There are more and more cultural things that are happening. If you've noticed, Facebook has a page called Nchima Lovers. I'm not sure if you're there. So we are sharing recipes and, kuipikila or something like that, one of those two groups, where people are sharing traditional foods and this is what we ate, this is how we eat it, and so on. So, yeah, we have evolved, but we are moving with the times.
Okay. I'll put Maluku on the spot as well. Janet, I wish your dad was here. I wanted to ask him certain things. before I go back to Janet, Maluku, how open-minded should we be about certain things with a trend of times in our culture, as far as business, industry, because you know that I know you have traveled quite extensively, and I'll give an example. You know what the booming of, for example, the tourist industry, what it does. It brings with it certain things. For example, like in Kenya, I speak to a lot of friends who are Kenyan, and they tell me the tourism industry on the coast where Mombasa is has brought with it a lot of things, especially prostitution. How open should our culture be to things like fashion, pageant, and you can see even the music industry has boomed in Zambia. When we were growing up, Janet, our time, our parents told us to be a musician means you have failed academically.
Baruku.
Yeah. Well, first of all, talk about the pageant. I love to, you know, she said, you know, they don't show too much skin, which is good, because I remember, I don't know if it was Mama Kankasa in those days, she was discouraging fashion, pageant, and she said,
yeah,
there's more to a woman than meets the eye. And that stuck with me, that indeed there is. I mean, you don't have to show much in order to appreciate people or to appreciate women. I think we have to be careful, and I'm glad that there is that, you know, a limit as to how far we can go, because that's not in our culture, although sometimes we do it, you know. I mean, women, you know, breastfeed openly and nobody, you know, says anything, because that's the way we've been brought up. So we have to have some, you know, some limitations as to which is like what's acceptable and what's not. But when it comes to music, I wasn't very much impressed with the first Zambian music award. You know,
yeah,
why? Because they relegated the Zambian traditional music to maybe say fourth class. You know, the only group that sang there was Mayenge, and the rest was the modernized type of music. I think if you call it a Zambian Music Award, it should be a Zambian Music Award. You know, it should incorporate all genres of music. I think there we are kind of losing our identity, if I may say so. We need that encouragement of promoting music like, you know, Chishara's music and Mlemena's music. So there are people that are playing that kind of music, but they are not in the limelight. And when we have Zambian Music Award, we should recognize such people. As far as tourists are concerned and what they bring, I mean, it comes with the territory. So it's very hard to police. You know, we just have to warn people not to to get too much, you know, carried away, and not to make it possible for those people to operate. Otherwise, you know, culture is dynamic. You know, it's not static. I work for the First Nation here, the Aboriginals. I tell them, you can't be talking about hunting and fishing and gathering, and that's where you end. Integrate in the society, you know. So culture is dynamic. As long as you incorporate the major elements of your culture into the new reality, you are not losing everything and accepting everything wholesale. You are fine. That's it. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
Before I allow Chisewe and the area code 267 to say something, Janet, you want to respond to what Mr. Lukuku and Matilda said?
Well, I definitely agree with what both of them said. And what I love about the pageants is that you get to pick everyone that, you know, you feel much more comfortable in participating in. Each one goes with your morals and beliefs. Some where you definitely have to show up skin. There are some that are more focused with scholarships. I think at the end of the day, you don't get rid of
Janet, I don't know whether it's on my side. Matilda, can you hear her?
There's a bit of static coming from Janet's end of
your
the
line. Is breaking up, Janet. I don't know what you need to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That's like spring.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Now we can repeat what you said. We didn't hear that. We didn't hear what you said.
Okay. In fact, I didn't hear what they were saying. Good
Your line is still static. I don't know what the problem is. Okay, could be the area where you are. I don't know, Janet. Your line is still static. Let's get some comments from that. You say, well, good morning, Uncle Yam Daniel.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you again for bringing Janet. Janet, thank you for spending time with us on Zambia Block Talk Radio. I like to watch the pageant, although I don't understand really what's all about. But I just would like to comment on fashion and about the Zambian culture. And some of the things, like we said, it's Western. It's not even Western. It's just something we've been born with. And sometimes it's because the adults, they're afraid or they think, you know, they have to direct us and they think it's bad. I had a cousin who was doing terrorism. Every week that guy would tear up his shirt and his pants and redo it again. And again, and again, he just loves fashion, you know. When he goes there, you just see, oh, the shirt is too tight or it's too loose, you know. And when I came to this country and understand, man, that guy was just a natural born. He loves fashion. And I would just like to say, you know, if we reach a certain age, let the young generation take care of themselves. And it's happening on YouTube, and I like the way this young generation, the way they are going, you know. They'll take care of themselves, and I just like to encourage Janet to keep it up and take it back to Zambia. And it's good for our economy, and it's good for our entertainment, and it's good for our minds. To explore, you know. Thank you, Zambia Block Talk Radio, for allowing Janet to come on. Janet, I would just like to encourage you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to area code 267. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Oh, hi. Yeah. First of all, before my comment, I just came in a bit late. Is Janet into the fashion thing? Yes. Oh, sorry. I should have introduced myself. Sorry. Hey, yeah, it's me. It's me, Mwansa. I should have started with introduction. But anyway, Vanathan, nice to hear your voice. Nice to hear your voice. And nice to hear Janet's voice. Janet, what are you involved in exactly? Is it a fashion business?
What I do as an occupation?
Yes.
My master's in public health. At the moment, I'm not working, but I am looking for a job in public health.
Okay, so the subject of discussion at the moment is revolving around what?
Pageants.
Are you involved
Miss
in
Africa,
beauty pageants?
Miss Africa USA, she represented Zambia in the Miss Africa USA pageant in 2010. Although she didn't win, it brought and opened up a lot of opportunities for her in many ways, and that's what she's discussing.
Oh, okay. First of all, if you do get a chance, Janet, maybe try and find me on Facebook. Because maybe, you know, I'm involved in business and, you know, going forward, you might find me a little bit useful for you.
okay,
you'll find you a job. You'll find you a job.
Yes. You know, you just never know. So, try and find me. You know, my name is Mwansa Mupunda, and you know, Vanatha knows me very well. But
okay,
you're welcome. And I'm calling to just add my two cents. You know, today it appears we have been on a marathon discussing about how we can build ourselves up through business, investment, fashion, and things like that. Jonathan, first of all, I wanted to suggest that why don't we in the Zambian community, do like what our friends, the Indians and the Koreans do. You know, we can come up with a fund where anyone amongst us, if with a very viable business plan, submits that fund, a revolving fund, we finance their business. When their business thrives, they pay it back, and we use that money to sponsor another business. You see, that's what the Indians do. And
as long as they don't vanish and change their names, Lamwansa.
Now, you see, that's a good point. That is a good point,
I'm
because we're notorious.
Okay, let's do this, Lamwansa. You see, that's why I wanted you to come at the beginning of the discussion before Janet came on. You see what you're bringing up. Those are, let's finish with Janet, and then we can probably get into that. At the end of the show, there's something I want us to talk about. I don't know how many of you saw. Janet, just hang on there. I'm coming back to you. There's something I saw on Facebook, Valukuku, by Dr. Musanje and everybody was coding. What that disturbed me, okay? Some of us may know the president is coming to the UN for the annual general assembly, and the PF USA have arranged a meet the president dinner. And there's a war on Facebook about that. Some people are saying it's immoral, the PF can't do that. Blah. I'm just disappointed with the whole thing. I want us to get into that. You see, this is the shallowness of our community. Instead of discussing progressive things, we get into this, like Donald Trump would say, these stupid discussions, which are not progressive, I'm sorry to say that, but I'm not Donald Trump, I will apologize, but he doesn't apologize. I'm going to tell you that's a very unproductive type of conversation on social media, very unproductive. Honestly, arguing about the PF USA hosting President Lungu in the U.S. about a dinner, unproductive discussion. I'll tell you this, get over it, okay? Get over it. We need to grow up. That's a good point about Mansa Mwaleta, about us creating a fund, and that's what is something similar to that we're talking about in the, what do you call it, on the Zambia Diaspora Business Group, but I know your concept is a little bit different. We have 2 minutes here, man. We have 2 minutes here before we switch gears. I don't know whether Mwangala is coming. I asked her to come on to talk about the SOZA upcoming elections in Chicago in October. Here we feature everybody and we talk about everything. We are non-partisan, we are non-whatever, we are non-tribal and everything else. Janet, Chisebwe has made a comment and he says, it's good, it will develop, our young people should go for it, it will develop our economy and everything else. How do you see the future of the pageant industry in Zambia?
I think it's really growing. I mean, I'm not too familiar with what's happening in Zambia at the moment with pageants. However, from what I see on Facebook, they have a lot of pageants. For example, Ms. Yunza or Ms. Whatever university it is, and Ms. Zambian Tourism. And so I think it's really growing, and I really do believe that it's good for the country. Not only will it expose the contestants to not only be closed-minded to what's around them, but also to different things around the country, and those who go on to represent Zambia outside of Zambia, they'll be exposed to that as well. So I believe it's good, it's growing, and it's going to be good for the economy as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you.
And,
thank you for calling me.
We wish you the best. I'll connect you with Mwansa. It looks like he has a job for you.
Thanks.
I'll do that. Tell Mom and Dad I said hi.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Although you came into my village for Songi's album launch and you didn't look for me, you have a case.
Oh, right, I did.
You don't go into a village just without seeing the head man. Huh?
I'll definitely do that next time.
Yeah. All right, have a wonderful day. Dr. Munsanje wanted to say something.
Yeah, first of all, I just wanted to say that a Zambian is participating in the beauty pageant, which is happening maybe mm-hmm. even this weekend.
Today.
Okay. Her name is Amanda Sivosiveso Wamunyima. I think I read that on Facebook. Obviously, don't take it from me, but I think she's participating.
It's in another pageant she's participating in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know.
It's a Miss America.
I don't know the details. For me, everything is a pageant. But then, I just wanted to thank Janet for participating. And for me, the most important thing is the message about mm-hmm. The message that she sends out to encourage women to get early breast cancer diagnosis and the early treatment. You know, all that kind of message, it impacts a lot. You don't know how many people and how many women encourage these women to go for mammograms. You know, the results cannot be measured in our lifetime, but who knows? You know, even just saving one life, that is great. So we thank Janet and the other women. Please continue to do your job and promote healthcare among women in Zambia. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Excellent. All right, Janet, we hope to hear from you. If you need to communicate or say anything to the community, please just let me know, and we'll bring you on to promote.
Thank you.
Excellent. Have a great weekend. The remaining 13 minutes that we have here, I want us to address something here, Roger. I think we need to get over this, okay? We need to get over this, Balukuku. I think people that have followed this forum for a long time, those of you that know where my colleagues and I, who are Zambia Block Talk Radio team, you realize we are non-partisan here. We don't say we are non-partisan, then we act partisan. We are not like that. We just do that. We speak to UPN, DPF, everybody, MMD, and everybody. Whichever government was in power, my position on what I said about PF before they became government is still the same. I've not changed. This is the point I want us to address, Roger, Babukuku, Dr. Munsanje. If we are going to let our partisan views encroach in the very veins in which our blood flows, we are not going to progress. I am not impressed with it's not even a debate or an argument. It's just foolishness being exposed on social media about a PF USA hosting a dinner for President Lungu, and it just turns up and, look, if you don't want to attend the event, don't say anything about it. Just leave it alone. Okay? Just come on, people. Let's grow up. What's our problem, Balukuku? I'm failing to understand this. What is our problem? If you are not going to attend it, if you are not PF, stay away from it. Don't talk about it. We have a lot of more important things to talk about than talking about some party. If somebody wants to spend $1,000, let them spend it. It's their money. What's the problem with that? some of these things, we disgrace ourselves as a community, Roger, Matilda. We need to stop this, Baalan. When are we going to get over some very petty issues and begin to be a progressive community? That's why people laugh at us. The other communities are laughing at us. The Zambian community cannot point to anything that we have done for our country, which is substantial, like the Kenyans and the Nigerians and the Ethiopian diaspora. Some of our diaspora communities are going to have a seat in parliament because their government takes them seriously. I know some people are going to get offended with what I'm saying right now, but I am tired of it, Batisebwe. I am tired of it. We need to stop bickering about childish, foolish things that are not progressive. Let's stop that. That's why the government doesn't take us seriously. Permanent Secretary from the Foreign Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Molonda, and everybody else, the Deputy Minister, went to England and they came here, Balukuku, giving us an opportunity to contribute to the diaspora policy that the government is trying to put in place, and people start saying they came shopping. Which government from Kaunda to Manawasa to Chiruba to Arabi gave and sent a delegation to engage the diaspora community to put a policy in place, and they're trying to give you an opportunity, and all the best we can do is say they came shopping? What's wrong with shopping anyway? If somebody makes a trip, shouldn't they go around and buy a nice pair of shoes from a store in America, in New York, or wherever they are? We just get engaged in cheap things, Roger, cheap things. We need to stop. We say we are educated and we've got master's degrees, but even a grade 7 acts better than we do. Go ahead, Roger.
I had a small clip I wanted to play in the previous discussion about several things we hear Kenyans do. Let me play it and then let me support your listen to this.
You've heard the Kenyans speaking here today about the frustration they face in terms of accessing their accounts, accessing their money, lack of internet banking. What would you tell the diaspora? Because you come here presenting e-banking, can they trust that Kenya can actually move to that level?
Yes, certainly. This is the first time, you know, and as they say, Rome was not built in one day. There was a need to start somewhere. This is the first time e-banking is being discussed in such a forum, and this is the first opportunity members of the diaspora of Kenya are actually learning that a lot of banks which are here also have internet banking facilities which are integrated with existing branches inside Kenya. So what we are saying now is that we are knocking on the door, we are educating by introducing a new method of communication to the Kenyans in the diaspora to get them to understand the opportunities that are available for accessing this service, and it should not be limited to only M-Pesa or Airtel Money or Orange Money in the country. It could actually be...
Let me stop there. I don't know if it is a thousand of us sending an average of $100 to Zambia, we pay $10 nothing to Western Union to remit that money. And when that money arrives in Zambia, Western Union also doesn't give us the market price. They are lower. So they're getting another pie. 1,000 people in a year, we are paying close to 1.2 million just in fees. What the Kenyans are doing, nothing. E-transfer, they've gone to various banks in United Kingdom. If you put your money in Barclays Bank United Kingdom, it is going to reflect back in your account, even in Kenya, at the same value. There may be a very, very slight variation, but it's very, very, very small. So while we are involved, Nathan, as you were saying, into this endless fighting, we find ourselves there in endless, and I call it endless, and it is endless. Our friends in Kenya, today in the world, they are the leading mobile money transfer. They have the leading mobile money transfer system within Kenya. So you can send someone like a text message from Airtel to Airtel in Lusaka to Solwezi. They go to Airtel or Solwezi, they give them cash. It ends there. They are the leading in the world. They are developing this because of the Kenyans who were in the diaspora, the amount of work the friends in the Kenyan in the diaspora. While all this is happening, we are still trying to find our footing as Zambians. We, I think, need to find a few people who will be willing to take the higher ground. Whenever they see a fight coming, they take a higher ground. There is more to Zambia than us just keep on fighting. Some of us have been in the diaspora for the past 15 years. And for that 15 years, we've been fighting. And we have nothing to show for the fighting. Maybe, just maybe, let's take another step. Who is willing to look at the fight? This is the fight coming here. I'm looking the other way. In the meantime, all those people who want to pick up the fight, they are still my brothers. They are still my sisters. I have a Zambia to build. It is one thing actually which is really surprised me nothing. To see how much we are disappointed with the leadership back home, and yet we ourselves here, we cannot manage ourselves.
Yeah, I agree with that. The president is coming. Whenever a country elects a president, it doesn't matter what party they come from. That's our president, you know.
Yeah.
That's our president at the time. Even here, when they elect, you know, Stephen Harper, not too many people like him, but he's the prime minister. And so when he comes, you know, as Zambians, I think we should rally behind him and support him. On an individual level, it's very hard for us to really influence other people other than showing an example that some of us should take a higher ground, and we should keep on emphasizing and keep on campaigning against that. Have one family here. I won't mention names, and I won't mention where they're from. In Zambia, but whenever we have the Zambia celebration, they don't come. You know, they just don't come because of what has happened, you know, in the past. And when we had the 50th anniversary independence celebration, I just spent a night at their house and told them, "Can you come?" You know, I travel 1,800 kilometers to go, and I stayed with them and I said, "Can you come?" They said, "Oh, we might come," and so on, and they didn't come. You know, so at the celebration, I said, you know, we're not celebrating what are the bad things that has happened during the independence. We're celebrating the fact that
people are fed up with Alokoko.
So we have, you know, but I'm glad at what's happening. We have this business forum, all that. So that's the forum where we can keep on hammering on and say, hey, you know, what happened to one Zambia, one nation, you know.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll keep beating the drum. We are not going to get Janet, your generation needs to make a difference. Don't get caught up in this crappy type of politics.
Yes.
You are seeing people are supposed to set an example. For some people don't even understand Zambian history and politics. Imosa Patiken, which was formed yesterday, do you even know what the Kapwepwes did? Do you even know what other people did?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop this.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us next week. We'll be talking to Shop Z and other business. We'll be promoting some business forum on this. Janet, thanks again for being on the show, and everybody else. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining.
Baroja, I'll call you after this.
Okay, thank you.
Hama maine hizi wanda zota nizi Taeza talema na yu mapempelo Atika pena siku lina Azati kumbukila oye Chifu kwa lelo Bantu bonse basoweza ulemu Atate imwe Oh, mulungu muni sungile banja. Oh, oh, oh. Kapena zintu zingatinde, tingankale osangalala. Zuba ingatoki, talema na pepo. Kapena mbale wanga, azazi wakuti akula. Azazi otawa mabuto, alimumanja mwake. Kapena zaziwa, kutia funiko limba. Chifukwa ni mwamuna, hafuniko vuti kila banja. Kuti ni bambo wa nyumba, elo asataye wana. Siunga ziwe, haza kutunga kutogoro. Oh oh.
They can be easily influenced.